I could have sat all night for My Fair Lady. I could have danced. I could have sat all night. Pardon my choking. That shock to hit some kind of a something in my throat chakra. And it's just like working its way through. I hope that didn't disturb your chanting too much. Where are we? So we just started working our way through the Ashtavakra Gita. So we're up to the 8th verse in the first chapter. And this is the one that goes, I do this, I do that. I do this, I do that. The big black snake of selfishness has bitten you. I do this, I do that. The big black snake of selfishness has bitten you. I do nothing. This is the nectar of faith. I do nothing. I do nothing. This is the nectar of faith. The nectar of faith. So drink and be happy. Know you are one, pure awareness. Know you are one, pure awareness. With the fire of this conviction, burn down the forest of ignorance. Free yourself from sorrow and be happy. Know you are one, pure awareness. With the fire of this conviction, burn down the forest of ignorance. Free yourself from sorrow and be happy. Be happy, for you are joy, unbounded joy. You are awareness itself. Just as a coil of rope is mistaken for a snake, so you are mistaken for the world. Be happy, for you are joy, unbounded joy. You are awareness itself. You are awareness itself. Just as a coil of rope is mistaken for a snake, so you are mistaken for the world. You think you are free, you are free. You think you are bound, you are bound. For the saying is true, you are what you think. For the saying is true, you are what you think. The self looks like the world, but this is just an illusion. The self is everywhere. One, still, free, perfect, the witness of all things, awareness without action, clinging, or desire. The self looks like the world, but this is just an illusion. The self is everywhere. One, still, free, perfect. One, still, free, perfect. The witness of all things, the witness of all things, awareness without action, clinging, or desire. The witness of all things, awareness without action, clinging, or desire. The witness of all things without action, clinging, or desire. It's a great group of little shloka verses. And it puts me in mind of Patanjali, book two. You know, it's so interesting because this text is from the Advaita Vedanta tradition, which is a non-dualistic tradition, and the Yoga Sutra is from the Sankhya tradition, which is a dualistic tradition. Nevertheless, it's the exact same teaching, which just goes to show so much for paradigms. So if you remember the kleshas in Patanjali, five primal causes of suffering, and they are, you might remember them when we used to chant them, avidya, asmita, raga dvesha, avinivesha. Avidya, which remember, vidya is the true knowledge of the self. And when we put the before the word, it makes it its opposite. So avidya is ignorance. And again, ignorance from the yogic perspective is not knowing what we truly are, which this these verses just so beautifully articulated. And asmita is the ego, the sense of I, the black snake that he refers to. I love in Chip Hartranz's version of the Yoga Sutra, he translates asmita as the eye maker. And I've always loved that. I think it's so eloquent, the eye maker. And it is, it's the eye maker that makes all the problem. It's the eye maker that gets trapped in the kleshas, which again are avidya, is ignorance of our true nature. Asmita is this eye maker. Raga is attachment. Vesa is aversion. And abhinivesha is the clinging to life because we fear death. And you know, that one, when it gets translated that way, I think we can take it very literally. But if you think about abhinivesha, it's like anything that we cling to. It's really the primal source of addiction. Anything that we cling to, I mean, anything, is the fear of the loss and then into the unknown. And I think it's really clinging to what is, no matter how unpleasant it may be, because we're more afraid of the unknown, I think is really beginning to speak of what abhinivesha is. So these verses from Ashtabhakra Gita just say it so beautifully. And again, even though, as I was saying last week, I'm so much more of a Shaivite, Shakti, goddess kind of a person, and I resonate more with that perspective than with Advaita Vedanta, but it's pretty damn close to my heart, you know. And I just, the way that this text articulates the self, it's such beautiful poetry, the way it articulates the self. So I'm very happy that we are reading it in class. And did I want to say anything else about the yoga? So no, I mean, that's it. We all know this. We've known this for a million years. It's like the kleshas are the problem. And that sense of I attaching itself to or being driven by any of the kleshas, it's what makes all the trouble. And every time we just remember to just exhale back down into, dissolve into the spaciousness of our inner being, which is the portal into the self, everything is perfect. But we know this. And certainly everybody who's here tonight knows this intimately. So I needn't say too much, but I will read you. I couldn't resist this Mary Oliver poem. It just cracked me up. She has a knack. So this poem is going to crack you up. It's called Out of the Stump Rot Something. Out of the stump rot, something glides forward that is not a rope. Out of the stump rot, something glides forward that is not a rope. Unless a rope has eyes, lips, tongue like a smack of smoke, body without shoulders. Thus, the black snake floating over the leaves of the old year and down to the pond, to the green, just beginning to fuzzle out of the earth also like smoke. If you like a prettiness, don't come here. Look at pictures instead, or wait for the daffodils. This is spring. By the rattled pond, in the shambled woods, as spring has always been and always will be, no matter what we do in the suburbs. The matted fur, the red blood, the bats unshuttering their terrible faces, and black snake gliding across the field you think you own. Long neck, long tail, tongue on fire, heart of stone. It's just like, you know, I mean, whoa. She's so, whew. Again, she manages, this is such poetic genius, that she manages to somehow embody in this one poem everything that I just said about the Ashtavakra Gita and the Yoga Sutra. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how this kind of insight right here, right now, in our 21st century awakening. It's just so magnificent. So again, it goes out of the stump rot. Something glides forward that is not a rope. Unless a rope has eyes, lips, tongue like a smack of smoke, body without shoulders. Thus, the black snake floating over the leaves of the old year and down to the pond, to the green, just beginning to fuzzle out of the earth, also like smoke. If you like a prettiness, don't come here. Look at pictures instead, or wait for the daffodils. This is spring. By the rattled pond in the shambled woods, as spring has always been and always will be, no matter what we do in the suburbs. The matted fur, the red blood, the bats unshuttering their terrible faces, and black snake gliding across the field you think you own. Long neck, long tail, tongue on fire, heart of stone. Just, it's so, you know, it's just, because yes, on one level it is an illusion, because it's all molecules, but on another level it's not. It's not. It's just what is. And it is all of it's imbued with consciousness and all our dualistic notions, you know. Like to say the heart is cold. It's such a flipping of everything that we like to think. And it's all one. It's all one. We create all these categories. They just create separation. So, take that in and let it merge with your own Shakti. Yeah. So let yourself get really comfortable and really settle in to your own pure awareness. Settle into the mystery of your own deep self. Settle into the ground of your own being. Settle into the great spaciousness of the heart that's not warm or cold. It's simply spacious. Spacious, boundless, expanding awareness. All of that embodied in the Om Namah Shivaya mantra. Let yourself really dissolve into your own presence. Into the sonic atmosphere you've created inside from all the chanting tonight. Let go of the kleshas. Let the eye maker dissolve. And rest in its source.